This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. My brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was robbed on my way up this stage because my time was taken. No, I'm just and a minor correction, I actually finished my master's degree, and that's why I'm living back in Canada now, alhamdulillah. I want to take you, brothers and sisters, down a very interesting road. I'm not here to talk so much about this new curriculum in the education system because you've heard about that. We've talked about it, we continue to talk about it, and we will continue to go down that road. Brothers and sisters, my question is, what are we going to do now? Like, we heard the curriculum, we know the changes, and we know that it's there, it's being taught, it's in the schools. Yes, great, alhamdulillah. Right? And when I say alhamdulillah, don't think that that's my agreement in what's being taught. Because last week, I gave a Jummah khutbah about this topic at a masjid that is probably, you know, shouldn't mention because it's maybe some of you are here. And subhanAllah, after Jummah, the president of the masjid, aside from the people that came to me, some were in agreement to what I was talking about in the khutbah, and it was revolving around this this topic, obviously. And some were so upset and disappointed that they used very foul words with the president and other members of the masjid, saying, how on earth could you bring this fool or imbecile and a number of other words to describe me and say he should not be giving khutbah in this masjid, we don't agree with this, no one should be, you know, saying these things on the minbar. And the same reasons why we're stuck in that mentality is why today some of you that are here are now waking up. You're waking up to the reality that, oh, my children are actually being taught this in school. Let me take you to grade 10. Now, I was born, unlike, a little bit after you, mashallah. I was born in 1980, okay? I was born in 1980. When I was in grade 10, high school, in Quebec, born and raised in Montreal, finished high school, bilingual, you name it. In grade 10, there was a girl in my class who got pregnant again and was receiving her third abortion. Grade 10, not Muslim. There were only 3 Muslims in our school of 900 students. I was one of them. In grade 9, biology class, jazakumullahu khairan for mentioning that. Grade 9 biology class, I left to go lead Jum'ah and came back and caught the last 5 minutes of the delivery video that was being shown to the whole class. The delivery video was being shown, when I say delivery, I mean a mother is delivering the child. She's in labor. And in the video, on TV, you see right between her legs. Some places that some husbands probably have never even seen. Right? No, I'm not saying that jokingly. I'm saying during the actual delivery process, right? Let's rewind again. That was grade 10, and then grade 9. In grade 5, we were given devices that looked like this. Put on our desks. We were given, I probably should have brought one, a package, a condom. And we were told to practice doing this because at that time we called them STDs. I noticed today everyone calls them STIs, right? Sexually transmitted diseases is what we were taught. Now it's what? Infections? Right, it's more appropriate, right? Sexually transmitted infections. We don't want to transmit more diseases. So we were told with this thing on our desk, in grade 5, do you think I'm going to come home and tell my mom and dad, guess what? Today, we were given something to practice with. And at the end of that class, we were told, anyone in the class, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend and you worry about putting this on properly, come to the guidance counselor and we will help you and show you exactly how it's supposed to be put on.
Don't be fooled that your children now are starting to see a new curriculum. Regardless of how they word it, your children have already been taught this. They've probably been taught it in your own living room. And mashallah, I don't think I need to say much more after what has already been said. If you show your children one Bollywood movie or one Hollywood movie, you've done it. You contributed towards showing or exposing your children to sexual education. My point coming up here, brothers and sisters, like I said, is what are we going to do now? I want to focus on the importance of parents teaching their children about sexual education from an Islamic perspective. From an Islamic perspective. Last week after Jumu'ah, I said, I think the word condom on the minbar. I said the word masturbation on the minbar. And I think I used the word sexual education about 50 times. Nothing bad, nothing serious. In fact, those are things that are common. Our beloved mother, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha. How old was she when she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yeah, all of you know, right? Because the whole world talks about how Muslims, oh, astaghfirullah, the Prophet, he married a child, right? But don't you think that someone who gets married at a young age needs to know something about sexual education before they get married? Yes, they do. And the Prophet ﷺ did not stop himself or control himself from teaching this aspect of life to the companions radiallahu anhum. Why? Because it's something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal after marriage. That's the condition. And that is the point that this curriculum plays with in terms of the Islamic perspective. When we talk about sexual education being taught at schools, sometimes it's not a bad thing. And I'm saying that today, and I know some of you are probably going to come to me and complain again afterwards and say, how can you say that? No, sometimes our schools are actually doing us a favor. Because we do have parents that are too scared to talk to their children about this. Last week or 2 weeks ago when there was a gathering at ISNA and they met the minister and so on and so forth, basically where all of this came from, I heard with my own ears parents, fathers mainly, standing around me saying, after the minister addressed the people, they were yelling out or mumbling to themselves or, you know, making statements saying, oh, it's because of you. You guys taught our children this. If you didn't teach it to them in school, they wouldn't know. Really? So your child turns 30 years old, finishes university, gets an awesome degree, has an amazing paying job, and now you say, beta, it's time for you to get married. Sit down. Here's a piece of paper, and here's a pen. And I'm going to write three letters on it. This is a word you never heard of before in your life. It starts with an S, it ends with an X, and it's not the number 6. Seriously? Your son's going to look at you and think, Bala, you're living in the past. You give your child a smartphone. You give your child an iPad, a laptop. And I actually had a father argue this point with me. He says, you know what, my children are not exposed to this at all. I said, really? He goes, yes. I make sure I take them out of the class at school. When I was 5 and we were given this device and a condom to practice, you think I'm going to come home and tell my parents, hey, guess what, today we learned how to put on a condom. Yay. No. We were so ashamed. Going home, we threw them out the window of the school bus because there was no way we would show up at home with a condom in our bags. Our parents would never believe us and say, oh yeah, the school gave it to you. Yeah, yeah, right. Come here, take off my belt, right? There's no way that parents would actually think, you know, assume first of all the school gave it. The first thing is, why do you have this? Where did you get it? What do you want to do? Who are your friends? Now all of a sudden you want to worry who their friends are? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? Right? These are things that we need to ask ourselves. And it's time that we start teaching our children. So, before I finish, I know I probably have... Actually, I've only been up here 9 minutes. Great. I'm very particular with time. A question that most of you have is, at what age do we begin educating our children about sexual education? Right? How many of you have this question in your mind? At what age do I start teaching my child? Right? I'll give you an example. My daughter Marwa, who's somewhere over there, was in the car with us a few weeks ago. We were driving down the 401 on our way to Montreal. And she says, Abadi, I want to get married. She just turned 4. She just turned 4. Right? Now, she's a child. She's learning about things in life. Now, I'm not going to sit there now. Some of you are like, okay, here we go. Right? No, I'm not going to do that. And I'm being blunt because we need to be blunt. I'm a product of this society. I'm born and raised here. Je parle la langue française. Et je peux communiquer en français aussi. For those of you that know French, I speak French. I'm a product of this society. I went through the system. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have boyfriends and girlfriends, even though alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from that. Right? And at the same time, brothers and sisters, we are taking a back seat with regards to this. So, when do we educate our children? When your children show you a sign that it's time to start educating them. You go to the grocery store for the mothers, right, that maybe buy, and I'm going to say it because it's a setting that we're allowed to say stuff like this, she buys pads for her menstrual cycle, for her period, right? She puts it in the grocery cart, she's pushing it, and the family's there, and the children see it, and they're like, oh, mama, baba, what's that? You take the Oreo cookies, the bread, the milk, the eggs, everything, you pile it on top, you're like, here's a chocolate bar, arrow, Kit Kat, Smarties, what do you want? Here, don't worry, distract yourself, right? And you all of a sudden want to distract them from the reality of what's going on in front of them. Why? Why? If a child asks, what is this? Tell them. My daughter knows, and my wife's probably me like, I can't believe you said that. But my daughter knows when it's that time of the month for my wife. Because she doesn't pray. And we tell her, she's not praying because she has her period. Simple. What's wrong with that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us that way. He created our mothers in that sense. They have this thing known as a period. It's not a bad thing. It's what gives us children. It's part of the reproduction system. So at what age do we start? Start when they start asking questions. I'm not saying go the full distance and start teaching them every single detailed, you know, minute detail with regards to sexual education. No. But at least address their interests and concerns and, you know, whatever questions they do ask you. So when you begin by doing that, they then develop this trust in you. So when you tell your child, Mama, Baba, how come Mama's not praying? She didn't pray yesterday, she's not praying today. No, she prayed in the bedroom. You didn't see her. You just lied to your child. Why do you want to lie to your children? You want your children to be your best friends. If you want to protect your children, they have to be your best friends and you need to be their best friends. And that is how you're going to tackle this topic. That's how you're going to get past it. And from an Islamic perspective, brothers and sisters, don't think that this is something that is taboo. It is mentioned in the Quran. And like I started my khutbah with last week, I started with giving the example, imagine you're reciting the verses of the Quran, and your child is there reciting verses, for example, وَحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. Oh, beta, skip that one. Do we do that? Those are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would you skip the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you shy? Are you ashamed? And then we say, oh no, don't teach them this, teach them that. No. If you are not the ones that are teaching your own children about this topic, somebody else will. They have a cell phone. If you don't give them a cell phone, fine. Like I said, this brother debated with me. He said he pulled his children out of the class You know, and I said, well, do you have Wi-Fi at home? And I'll finish with this, inshallah. I said, do you have Wi-Fi at home? He said, yes. So, well, there you go, his phone will know. But I get a log of all the websites that they go to every single month from the service provider. I said, okay, mashallah. All right. Do you send them to school? Yes. Well, their friends influence them. No, they have good friends. Oh, okay, all right. Do they have a cell phone? Yeah, of course they have a cell phone. Well, then they're exposed to it. No, there's parental control on it. Right.
Are you serious? You think you're going to cover everything up from your children?
You walk down the streets and you see a billboard. I've been to countries where billboards, like in France, the woman is completely exposing herself. And they don't call it pornography. They call it nudity. It's permissible. Right? So you can see everything. Nothing wrong. And, you know, you think that you're not exposing your children to this? They're exposed to it inside your own homes. Our brother, mashallah, mentioned a number of different TV shows that expose our children to this. I don't have a TV in my home. Alhamdulillah. I'm not saying that we should not have TVs. But I'm saying if you want to be a parent and you want to look after your children, you need to do what's best for your children. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi. We'll be right back.